The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Anyway, I hope you're all well this Monday morning. The time is 30 minutes past 9. The text number is 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. I don't know what the PE situation is in Rowan School in Wexford, but Catherine Donnelly reports today in the Irish Independent that pupils in English medium schools and creches are to be taught some subjects through Irish in a new Department of Education project to promote learning in the national language. PE is among the subjects selected for the partial immersion programme. That makes sense, I think, which will run as a pilot for 3 years. The aim is to increase pupils' exposure to Irish by extending its use beyond Irish class, which I don't think is a bad thing at all. In schools, it'll involve the teaching of three subjects, including PE, partially through Irish. The other subjects have yet to be finalised, and they tried it out in a few schools, thought, yeah, this is good, let's keep going. And that makes sense to keep the Irish story alive. I spotted the story over the weekend, but I didn't see a headline as good as this in the Irish Daily Mail this morning, that Christmas songs are being banned from a particular shop in England because of for the staff. It's just too much to have to listen to the songs over. Like, it's bad enough for us as shoppers, but could you imagine working in a shop and you just keep hearing "It's Christmas" and Mariah Carey? It's great and all, but over and over again. They've said, no, we're not going to do it. I think that's lovely. I'd much rather, anyway, hear, say, Christmas sort of classic, like Lyric FM Christmas music would be much easier on the brain, and then save the crazy stuff for the night out. But because of that, the headline is brilliant. Pariah Carey, which I think is a tremendous way to start your Monday as a pun. Pariah Carey, shop bans modern Christmas tunes, and rightly so. Here's another neat headline in the Irish Daily Star this morning from Sarah Slater, saying a walking cane, always carried by one of Ireland's most revered political heroes, is set to go under the hammer later this month. It's a 98-year-old walking cane, once owned by Michael Collins. It was given to him as a gift. It was given by him as a gift to one of his drivers in the early 1920s. 36 inches, important rosewood and silver mounted cane, is being sold with a letter of provenance from the vendor at De Vere's Irish Auctioneers and Valuers in Dublin. The walking cane forms part of the collection of John Cormack, and it goes on to tell you the details. It'll go for auction on November 26th at 6 o'clock at De Vere's Auctioneers, Kildare Street in Dublin, which is an intriguing. Anyway, Michael Collins' cane is going under the hammer. I'm not sure what they're going to get for it necessarily. They're estimating it at a guide at 2,000 to 4,000 euro. The headline, more importantly, Michael Cane set to go under the hammer. It's a stretch, but we'll take it under the circumstances. Well done to them. 51551 is the text number. Madonna's driving people mad. Why is she driving people mad? Well, she does a thing that I don't think I've ever been at a concert where the performer arrives late on stage as a matter of form. Do you know what I mean? Where, so if you, like, I'm a Macca guy, so I've gone to see Paul McCartney, nine times now, and he's never been late. He comes on, bang, on time, and he plays for 2.5 hours, and you walk away on air. But a fan is suing Madonna after she changed the starting time of an upcoming gig in Miami from 8:30 p.m. Imagine, you got everything organised, 8:30, okay, she's going to be late. She didn't arrive on stage till 10:30. Will that not drive you around the twist? Turns out that this lawsuit comes as fans across the country have been angry over her tardiness. She said on stage in Las Vegas, meanwhile, "A queen is never late," which is sort of kind of rude or something. You're not getting it, Madonna. But the guy filed a class action suit, claims that he bought 3 tickets totaling over $1,000 to see her tour at Miami Beach. Months after he bought the tickets, Live Nation changed the start of the time of the show, making it too late for him to attend. And the breach of contract suit claims that Madonna has a reputation of starting her concerts late, and that the opening show of her tour started 2.5 hours late. I couldn't be dealing with it. Fans at Thursday night's date in Las Vegas said she didn't show up on stage until midnight. And one guy said the guy next to me was snoring louder than her songs. A lot of people were chanting for a ticket refund. It was a disaster. Madonna, get there on time. No such worries for Lizzo last night at the Olympia in Dublin City, Ireland. Apparently she was tremendous. One of our gang went and was showing me footage of it this morning, and She's some woman, there's no doubt about that. And the concert was meant to be brilliant. Leo Varadkar was there. He's an ardent concert goer, but he was spotted at the gig. She has spoken of how she was affected by seeing negative and stereotypical images of plus-size bodies as a child. And she says, I would watch things on television and look at magazines and I would not see myself. And when you don't see yourself, you think something is wrong with you. Her real name, by the way, is Melissa Jefferson. And she said that this lack of representation affected her mental health. She said, you want to look like those things. And when you realise it's a physical impossibility, you start to think, what the fuck is wrong with me? And she said, I think that that took a bigger toll on me psychologically growing up than what anyone could have said to me. But it didn't stop her becoming one of the biggest pop stars in the world at the moment, in fairness to her. That'll be Lizzo and Jules. Clean version, I hasten to add. And of course, the... That'll be the last time you'll probably see her in the Olympia, because those tickets sold out in about 1.3 seconds at the time. They didn't realise just what a big star she was going to be necessarily here in terms of draw. So it'll be the three arena 4 years next time. But lucky you to have seen her there. I think that's probably the gist of things, generally speaking. Adam Gowen says, wouldn't it be great if the Christmas ads were banned until around the 1st of December? The joy is gone because it starts way too early. I don't mind that much, because I'll tell you what it is. I've got two Christmases. I've got the toy show. And then I've got actual Christmas. So I've got the professional run up to the toy show, which is very exciting and giddy. And then I've got the crack then for the Christmas. So I need to get into the Christmas spirit a little bit earlier to try and tap into the joy of it all, which isn't that hard to do, but I do need to. Like I won't mention that the fact that maybe Elf was watched over the weekend somewhere not too. I know that's obscene, but I just want to feel it. Then I strangely bought an Agatha Christie book yesterday it's Agatha Christie's Christmas thriller sort of thing. This is the, I'm giving you a little insight into the head that's required to do the crazy. And let's go back to the text. 51551, it's great that you're doing something on climate change. One fact that is usually lost on RT is that the first principle of sustainability is reduce. Why would you say that? Down the list are reuse and recycle. But reduce is the first and most effective. Use less should be the first principle. The Youth Assembly is live on RT2 and RT News Now on Friday at 9:55 to 10:35 a.m. and 1:40 to 2:40 p.m. Please encourage schools and teachers to watch it in the classroom. It's a great idea. Put it in the classroom. Somebody else went to say, is it just me who can't understand the 5-star reviews for The Irishman? Well, I'm so excited about this. Scorsese, De Niro, Joe Pesci, Pacino, for goodness sake. Anyway, Susan went to see it on Friday. Nodded off a few times. What? I had such high hopes. Boring, overblown, CGI wasn't convincing. But this happens sometimes then. When somebody sends in a review that bad, well-written review, I tend to go and see it and it tends to be not as bad. You know, you've managed my expectations wonderfully now. Do you know what I watched yesterday? And it was the perfect movie to watch. And I had never seen it before, which is, I know you'll say, well, how did you name it? I never saw Cinema Paradiso before yesterday, and I watched it. And if you want to treat yourself to a couple of hours of joy and peace in the valley and beautiful movie making, that's where you need to be. It was just fire on, movie on, rain falling, leaves falling, all good. What do we got? 924, text number 51551.